This is Kristen Nicole Young, and you're listening to the Headbands and Hard Truth podcast. Hey, welcome. This is part 8 of our End Times series study. So thank you for joining for this many parts of the series. This is part 8. And we're glad that you joined us. So let's jump in.
Okay. Well, what we talked about in part 7, so hopefully you'll go back and watch that because it is very much tied to what we're going to talk about today because this is the rest of that. So we started talking about why is there a gap? We talked about the 70 weeks of Daniel, that 70 weeks had been decreed for Daniel and for his people, the Hebrew people. That would deal with Jesus coming and also with the last of days. And the 70th week, we've understood, has not yet begun. And so we've been asking this question, why was there a gap between the 69th week and the 70th week? So the 69th week ended whenever Jesus came into Jerusalem to be crucified. And the 70th week has not yet begun. And so that's just a little bit of a recap. We're answering that question, why has there been a gap? And so our last session, we looked at the feasts of the Lord because we get a picture of God's prophetic timetable, the things that God intends to do with his people, but also with all of humanity. And we get that picture through the feasts. So we looked at, there are 7 feasts. We looked at the 4 spring feasts, which are Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and then Pentecost, or the Feast of First Fruits. Okay, I'm sorry, not First Fruits, but yeah, the Feast of Weeks. Feast of Weeks or Pentecost, that's how we know it as, okay? So those are the 4 feasts that happen in the springtime, and I think we ended talking about how when Jesus, his first coming, he fulfilled the 4 spring feasts, mm-hmm. okay, with his first coming, and that there are 3 fall feasts that have not yet been fulfilled, but will be fulfilled with his second coming, okay? So, again, the feasts of the Lord, they're not Jewish feasts, they are the Lord's feasts, and so I want to just take a little rabbit trail down here. I know that Kristen did a video on Sabbath, and just recently, and was that yesterday or Sunday? Mm-hmm. And you know, getting the question a lot, like, are you Jewish? Well, no, we're just Christians we're the Lord's people, you know. Mm-hmm. And God, in the creative ordinance in Genesis, he set an order, he set a rhythm, he set a pattern, and I think Kristen talked about mm-hmm. all that. And so that's why we observe Sabbath, but also as Christians, as the Lord's people, the feasts are also really important to observe. And again, we don't do it to be right with God. We just do it to walk in the ways of God, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus came and he fulfilled all the requirements of the law, because man couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so he fulfilled all that for us. But now we get to do it in freedom. You know, we get to do it and still follow the ways of God, but there's not this weight on us anymore that, oh, I have to do this to be right with God and I have to do this to earn salvation, right? Jesus came to free us of that, but we don't turn away from observing, right? We still observe. And the feasts, they're not the Jewish feasts. They are the Lord's feasts, okay? And it says that very clearly in Leviticus chapter 23, which is a one-stop shop for the feast. I mean, you can read about them in other places in the Old Testament, but specifically in Leviticus chapter 23, you'll see all the different feasts that are mentioned, okay? So, now, today we're going to pick up with the 3 fall feasts. So, the first thing that we need to know is, what are they? Well, there's the Feast of Trumpets, which is Rosh Hashanah. There's the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, and then there is the Feast of Booths, or Sukkot, okay, S-U-K-K-O-T. So those are all the Jewish names, but Kristen is going to read in Leviticus chapter 23. We're going to first read about the Feast of Trumpets, so verses 22 to 25 tell us about that.
says, "And when you reap the harvest of your land, you